Hello, listeners. Welcome to Healthy Living with Swami and Divya. Today we are going to discuss a very hot topic. It is a big problem all over the world. It's a problem among the well-to-do sections of society everywhere. You know what I'm speaking about? It is obesity. And obviously, Dr. Divya will tell you what obesity is, what are the reasons for obesity, and again what you can get from Ayurveda, and what are the other issues relating to that. So Divya will now talk to you. So what is obesity basically?
Obesity is truly now increasingly becoming a serious public health problem. I think it forms the causative factor for various killer ailments like diabetes, hypertension, joint disorders, cancer, respiratory problems, etc., etc. So I know that all our listeners are eager to know just Ayurveda, what Ayurveda can do for this, right?
Yes.
So actually, when we speak what obesity is, I can say that obesity is a condition in which the body energy reserve is formed in excess. And excess means to a point where it is associated with certain health condition. That is, the excess amount of weight, amount of body fat, like the excess amount of muscles, bones, fat, and water in the body can be called as obesity. And
right.
In Ayurvedic perspective, obesity is described as a sthaulya roga. In Ayurveda, it's called as a sthaulya roga.
That means?
But the definition is the same. In according to the Ayurvedic definitions also, obesity is the excess amount of body fat.
Right.
The energy reserve is beyond the limit.
Again, in Ayurveda, we consider every ailment as an imbalance of one of the, you know, trudoshas or three humors, right?
Yeah, that's it.
So how do you relate obesity to that concept?
In that, obesity can be related to as a medo roga. We call it a medo roga, as medas is a specific tissue.
Right.
The body is made up of different types of tissue. According to Ayurveda, we have seven tissues. And one among is the medas.
One among the seven.
Yes, one
right.
Among the seven is the medas, or we can relate it to adipose tissue or the fat tissue, right? Which is because fat is essential tissue in the body.
Right.
Right. When it becomes excess beyond the normal level, whatever.
Right. In fact, everything is essential, isn't it?
Yes, of
nothing,
course.
Nothing is inessential.
Yeah.
But when something is too much, or much more than what we really require, it becomes a problem.
Yes.
Right?
In Ayurveda, obesity is treated as a medo roga, and this medo roga is caused by the humor kapha. Kapha, to explain it, I can tell you that kapha is a humor which is dense, heavy, slow, sticky, wet, and cold in nature. What all the qualities which I said right now, these qualities, what all they are in the body is represented by the kapha. And this kapha governs all structure and the lubrication in the body, apart from controlling weight and formation of all the seven tissues, like nutritive fluids, blood, fat, muscle, bone, marrow, and reproductive tissue. These are the seven tissues, okay? And this kapha helps in the formation of the medas, okay?
Right.
So in a balanced state, kapha gives nourishment to these tissues through various microchannels. When it's aggravated, kapha leads to the production of toxins in the body. These toxins are heavy and dense in nature and accumulate in the channels of the body. As I told you, that kapha nourishes. So there are different body, human body, according to Ayurvedic concept, human body is made up of channels, channels through which nutrients are supplied to the whole body.
Yes.
So if kapha is increased, the channels get blocked.
Right.
Okay. In the case of an obese person, his kapha is increasing. So this kapha toxin get accumulated in the fat channels, thereby leading to an increase in the production of fat tissue. So when the body produces more fat tissue, it causes an increase in weight.
That's right.
In the meantime, we can Ayurvedic
right. In the meantime, we must remind our listeners of calling us. You know, there is a toll free number, isn't it?
Yes.
What is that?
And the toll free number is 888-627-6008.
Right. So we'll be quite happy to talk to you. Please call us. It is your show, and we want to make you healthy, because health is everybody's fundamental right. Isn't it?
Yes.
And of course, Ayurveda has everything that can make you healthy. When we say that, we are not exaggerating.
Actually,
believe us.
We can say that the calorie intake, when it exceed the amount of calorie burned,
right,
that creates obesity.
Hmm.
When people consume more calories than the body needs, which is most commonly due to eating a diet high in fat and calories, being sedentary, these are the reasons.
So this
imbalance between the calories consumed and the calories burned.
Hmm. So do you think that people are inviting this condition?
Yes, of course.
Because
and surprisingly, the thing is that this is seen among the people who are educated or of high class.
Yes, well-to-do sections, right?
Yes, well-to-do, yeah.
Yes.
Well-to-do section.
Of society.
Yes.
Yes. You know, I remember to have read somewhere that more than, you know, one third of even U.S. children are becoming obese,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's true, Swami.
Yes.
A study done by U.S. Center for Disease and Control Prevention says that the reason for about 80% of type 2 diabetes and 70% of cardiovascular diseases and almost 42% of colon cancers and etc. are due to obesity.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Hmm.
And it's found that 5.7% of the nation's healthcare expenses are for the treatment of obesity.
And again, Dikya, you know, you may also be aware that even in countries like India, which are developing ones.
Yes, obesity has become an epidemic.
Yes, a worldwide problem, isn't
yes.
it? But the thing is that in India or China and other countries, if you look at that, poor people are not becoming obese.
Yes.
Again, the rich,
yes,
the well-to-do,
family.
The well-informed,
yes.
right? The yes. well-educated.
Yes.
They
because,
are becoming obese.
Because
right.
their calorie intake is more than what they are burning off.
Yes.
That's why they are getting this problem.
Right.
And
so in fact, can you say that many people eat to live, not
actually,
live to,
the, yeah. Yeah, it,
live
it,
to eat,
the
right?
Supersized food and the yes. modern sedentary lifestyle are the culprits of this.
Right.
Lack of exertion, sitting in front of the television or computer for most of our day, all these results.
Right. But how much is it real? I mean, some people think that they are obese, but are they really obese? There are some such people as well, aren't there? Because, you know, if you look at advertisement, particularly you people, women,
mm-hmm.
you think that to be thin is everything in life, right?
Exactly.
Because they always advertise any product, even men's products, showing a very thin, emaciated woman,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is sometimes giving a wrong message to many girls and young women. Don't you think like that?
People must be healthy.
Yes.
They should never be overnourished.
Yes.
And they should never be undernourished.
Yes.
We should have a moderate health. Everything
right.
is needed in normal.
That is right.
Right.
But what I'm asking you is whether these advertisements
mm-hmm.
are misguiding people.
Yes, of course.
Hmm.
Right. I'll tell you. I can tell you that. we can see a lot of programs, weight loss programs, and all. And the thing we have to find, question is that to what extent these diet programs and these weight loss programs are giving result to the people, right? Millions of people are trying to lose weight, spending on lot of money, right? And people are losing 20 to 30 pounds in a month and will feel good. And they're feeling good, okay? Yes. But if you check with the same people 5 years later, you will find that nearly all have regained whatever weight they lost.
Right.
So ever-changing research also adds to the confusion.
Right.
Because 2 years ago, people were told to eat low or no-fat diet. But now we realize that some fat is essential for the body.
Right.
Trans fats were the choice over butter. But now they are finding out that the trans fats are more hazardous.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So we are actually this, again, this ever-changing research is also misguiding us.
Right.
Right. And we have to find out that how much these weight loss programs are helpful for people, because people are spending a lot of money over this.
Right.
Are they getting the result?
That is right.
Yes, so but even if they lose a few pounds, people are happy with that.
Right.
But
they're regaining.
Yes. So we need a permanent solution for this. We have a serious problem and right. we need a serious solution.
So is it that Ayurveda can offer?
Yes. Ayurveda, the almost 5,000 years old science of healthy living, has the solution to our problem.
Right.
In Ayurvedic perspective, I can tell you that it does not treat obesity. It treats a person who is obese or overweight.
Right.
As I told you, when the calorie intake is excess than the calorie burned, right?
Right.
That causes the component. So we have to find how we can burn off this excess fat from the body.
Right.
People do, as you said, emaciated models and all, they go for crash diet and all.
Yes.
This is not a healthy method.
And that is true. And
yes.
These people, particularly in the Western world, when I was in London, again, I noticed that many people were developing problems, eating disorders such as bulimia, anorexia and all that.
Yes.
Because they were trying to reduce weight.
Mm.
And I think rich and well-to-do people, even in developing world, are getting these diseases, particularly women.
Yes.
Right? So Ayurveda does not support that kind of a crash diet or something to arrest obesity in an unhealthy way, right?
Yes. And right. one thing I want to tell you is that we don't have a ready-made thing, treatment in Ayurveda. We do treat according to the type of the obesity.
Right.
Yes. We have
right.
To the type means because it is custom, it should be customized for that, for a specific individual, for his obesity, what type of treatment will be suitable? Because he needs a long-lasting result.
Hmm.
It's not like that for a few weeks, within a few months, you lost 30, 40 pounds and again you're regaining it back within 5-6 years. It's not fair.
Yes.
When you lose your weight, if you're obese, if you're planning to lose your weight, you should get a long-lasting result and you should get the benefit from
yeah.
it so that you can lead a healthy life as long as you live.
Yeah, once again, let us remind our listeners to call us. The number is
888-627-6008.
Right. Again, Divya, our listeners will be interested to know from your experience of treating some obese people. Right. One day you told me about a young woman who...
Yes, that's a story.
Nidhi, right?
Nidhi.
Yes.
Yes. She was just 22 years old at the time when she approached me. She came to me with a request that I should give her a massage so that the flabby skin, what she got due to the weight loss package which she took, I don't know whether she took it under the supervision of a dietitian or something. I think she did a crash dieting.
Right.
She was doing rigorous exercise beyond her
need or ability.
Yes, beyond her ability.
Or her need.
Yes.
Right. Hmm.
She did that and again she did a crash dieting. She was skipping meals like nothing. And you know, and she lost pretty good amount of weight. But... Hmm. What resulted is that she got flabby skin.
Right.
And to get rid of that flabby skin, what she did is that she went for a cosmetic surgery.
So she underwent a plastic surgery, right? Yes. A cosmetic surgery.
Surgery to cut, the excess skin was cut off from her body.
Hello, listeners. We are back. And Divya will continue the story of the girl.
Yes. I was telling about Nidhi.
Yes.
So she came to me to give her a massage so that the marks that she got with its surgery should get disappeared.
Right.
So that she wants to fade out those marks. So just give her a massage in such a way that marks that she got with the surgical stitches should get, I don't know. I said, no, it's not possible. How is it possible? I said, and I asked her, I was surprised to see that, and I asked her how this happened. She said that, doctor, I did a foolish thing in my life, that she was weighing around 109 kg.
109 kilograms?
Yes,
right.
Kilograms, and right now she reduced to around 60 kgs.
Right.
And within 6 to 7 months.
Right.
So this is not fair.
But she simply lost her life almost,
yes,
right?
Of course.
Yes.
She has now turned out to be good for nothing.
Right.
Because of yes. She's got
flabby
her,
skin.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So this is the after effect what I saw from a crash diet.
Right.
Like without any supervision or an improper way of dieting.
Right.
It's not that you can't call it dieting. It's almost like killing oneself.
Right. It was a suicide.
Yes.
Right.
Right. Right.
Okay. So what are the other things
treatment,
you would like to...
Yeah,
yes.
We can speak about the treatment views, right? In Ayurveda, how Ayurveda can tackle with the problem of obesity. Ayurvedic approach to achieve your ideal weight is based on taking a realistic look at your body type and what it can be and nourishing it back to natural health. It is all about getting to know your body and becoming in tune with its rhythm. In
right.
Ayurveda, we will permanently reset the mind-body's ability to regulate itself by calming the nervous system, enhancing your digestive fire, and regulating the storage of energy and fat.
Right.
This is what Ayurveda aims. It's not just a temporary one. We want that storage and energy, fat, to be stored in a regulated manner.
Right.
It should not come in excess. So what all things the people has to follow, what all diet they should take, what all lifestyle they should take, all these we have to take care of.
Mm. So what are the things Ayurveda can do for people who are really obese?
Follow a daily lifestyle regime and diet for your constitution, right?
Mm.
To the person's constitution, and increase the intake of food that enhances the digestive fire. For example, include food like ginger, black pepper, bitter green, dark vegetables in the diet.
Like
right?
bitter gourd.
Yes, yes.
Right?
All these can pop up the digestive, make the digestive fire good and make the digestion good. So this is what we need. We have to burn off the excess fat. In other ways, we can say that the toxin, which is of sticky and heavy in nature, is getting accumulated in the body. Right? We have to take out that. So we should use medicines. If you're using medicines and food, which is of hot potency and is of scraping nature, to take away this excess fat.
Right.
Right? And we can say that we do give a lot of diet plans to how to increase the digestion, like just today, because hot water has the ability to digest fat molecules.
Mm.
Okay, and
so I have a good habit.
Yes,
mm.
Fast 1 day a week on liquids that also enhance the digestion, then take fruits or vegetables, warm skim milk, light soup, tea, especially herbal ginger tea is good. Ginger plain tea, you can drink 2-3 times a day with it. Try to include in your food.
Right. So how much are people right when they say that taking non-vegetarian food, particularly meat, is a reason for obesity?
The excess.
Yes.
Yes. Meat, when you take meat products, meat products are also essential for the body because we need proteins.
Right.
Yes. So a balanced intake of balanced amount of meat to the body will give you a healthy life. But if the intake is excess, even if you take in excess, just burn off the excess. If you don't burn off the excess, that will cause problems to you.
Right.
So when we give a diet to our patients, we say to them that you can take non-vegetarian food, but control the amount. And even if you are taking, just be careful that you burn off that what you have taken in excess.
Right. So what is the real problem, Divya? Is it taking food or doing no exercise? What is the real problem?
Both. Right. Both together forms.
Right.
We can't blame a single thing.
Right.
Single slight step. Both of them create.
For example, if I have a good appetite for food, right, and I like all the fat food materials because that tastes good, right, and I'm a connoisseur, or I enjoy good food, I'm a gourmet, right, and I take food. At the same time, if I do proper exercise,
yes,
is it all right?
You can be healthy. That is what Ayurveda suggests to you. Yeah? According to Ayurveda, our food comprises of, it should be a balanced food or a complete food, right?
Yes.
So in that, meat products also come. You can have food, no problem, but you should burn off the excess.
Right.
That's what I want to tell you. Just burn off the excess. We know, why should we carry that excess with us?
Right.
Just
and that
burn
becomes,
it off.
That becomes poison.
Yes.
Right.
Just burn it off. That's it.
So proper food and exercise can do the trick.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Because those who are overweight do have this ama we call in Ayurveda, or the toxin in excess amount. So what we should do is that we should get rid of this ama or toxin from the body.
Right.
So that is the strategy of Ayurvedic treatment. For that, we have to go with the detoxification methods or the 5 purifactory methods.
Panchakarma,
that, yes,
right?
That is the best option.
Right.
And again, if we can do it with herbs, we can do it like herbs like, again, a turmeric, combination of herbal combination like Trikatu. Trikatu comes with black pepper, ginger and long pepper.
Right.
In equal parts, equal amounts. Okay. This is also a herbal combination which is good to burn off the excess fat, because you can see that black pepper, ginger, long pepper, all these are hot potents, so that they can burn off the ama or the toxin.
Right.
And again, trifla is a combination of 3 myrobalans. They are also good. And guglu, it's a good combination with trifla.
What are the ingredients of trifla?
Three myrobalans, Terminalia chibula, Terminalia bellarica, and Emblica officinalis.
Gooseberry.
Yes. So these three are a good rejuvenator because they help to burn off the excess fat, and they help to burn off the antioxidants.
Right.
Okay. And then what we say that supply your body with lots and lots of oxygen. Because the body, its oxygen is essential to achieve balance in life. For that, you can practice yoga, meditation, and pranayama to supply your body with oxygen. Because when your body is filled with good supply of oxygen, it can do metabolism properly.
Right. So the food materials get burned.
Yes.
Right? Properly digested.
Yes. And again, exercises. Right. Exercises, again, according to the body type. if it's of a vata type body, they need exercise of gentle pace, like yoga, aerobics, like weight training exercise. They can, with this, they can burn off their excess calories. Okay, and then for the pitta type, to do best is with the challenging sports and competitive sports. And for the kapha type, that is the main that you have to know, they need rigorous activities like running, jogging, dancing, swimming, extra rigorous activities. Because this kapha people, they are lazy too.
Right.
So they have to go with this rigorous exercise. Okay.
And again, can organic food materials help? I mean, it is
because they are less of toxic.
Right, okay.
And we can give herbal remedies also. Like we do, like we do suggest them to go with light diet, go with fasting, include food of pungent, astringent and bitter taste. To stimulate digestion, and
but again, fasting must be systematic, right?
Yes,
otherwise,
course,
you will otherwise you will end up like Nidhi did, right?
Right. And we can we do give them laxatives to flush out the toxins of the body, right? And again, according to the body type, also we can suggest them to choose what type of taste in their food to burn off this excess fat. Like if it's a pitta body type, they can go with bitter, pungent and astringent taste foodstuffs of these tastes.
Right.
And they should eat bitter foods such as bitter melon, dark green leafy vegetable, bitter like cheese and all. And they should take massages which are of dry type. Okay. Dry type with a duration of 20 to 30 minutes is enough. And even if it's a kapha type body type, then they can, they also can include food with bitter, pungent and astringent taste, because these tastes help to improve the digestion.
Yeah, remember that we are going to present a program on food and how Ayurveda can help you in taking the right kind of food, because these are going to come in our programs from May onwards, right? Because Divya, in the meantime, is going home, and again, she's going to Tanzania to give some lectures, right? So she will be back only in May. So we will have more programs. In the meantime, please please call us. Our number is
888-627-6008.
Right.
And again, I was telling about, I just remember that kapha type people, they can drink warm water.
Right.
Prepared out of dry ginger.
Right.
It's a hot potency.
Right.
In very little amount.
Yeah, in the Western world, people are unaware of these things. And
yes.
in India, you know,
we take dried
ginger water.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Water boiled with dried ginger.
Yes.
And that's again, very good.
Yeah. This kapha type of people can do take massage. Again, dry massage of duration around 45 to 1 hour duration. And massage with herbal paste. And this is rubbed rigorously on the skin to remove the excess fat. Okay.
Yes.
And one thing that I would like to share with my listeners, one thing, that what are the causes of this obesity? I'll tell you the causes, what Ayurveda finds. Causes of obesity according to Ayurveda. First one is lack of exercise. Second one is daytime sleep.
Right.
Yes. Especially the afternoon sleep.
Yes, that must be avoided.
Yes, especially in winter season.
Right.
In summer season, it's recommended to have daytime sleep.
Right.
But in winter season,
it must be avoided.
Yes, it should.
Why is that?
Because, you know, in winter season, there is a chance, you know, chance of putting weight is high. Right, because we take a lot of food in winter season, because our digestive fire is very good in winter seasons.
Right, in order to keep the body warm, right?
To cope with the external cold temperature.
Right.
So inside the body will be having a high metabolic rate. So we will be having, that's why we say that we should take rich food, heavy food in winter season.
Right.
And along with that, if we go for a daytime sleep, this will get aggravated and your digestive fire will go down, and that will lead to improper digestion of the food, resulting in the formation of toxins.
Right.
And these toxins get accumulated in the channels that supply nutrients, so that the other tissues, the rest of the tissues other than the fat tissue, will not receive the proper amount of nourishment. In the meanwhile, this fat tissue goes on depositing.
Oh, right.
So this is actually, that's the reason why we call it a health hazard.
Right. So sleeping in the daytime, yes, particularly in the winter season,
yes,
is unhealthy.
Yes.
Right.
And again, diet that increases kapha in the body. Kapha, I told you, the qualities of kapha, which it should be. The thing is that when we eat rich food, when we eat cold food, and which is of sweet in taste, all these increases the kapha in the body.
Right.
Heavy food, which are heavy and hard, I mean,
to digest.
They will increase the kapha in the body.
Mm.
And again, the lifestyle that increases kapha dosha, right?
Mm.
Without no worries and just chilling out.
Right.
Yeah?
Yes.
And excessive intake of food, which are difficult for digestion, like consuming sweet, cold, anxious food in excessive quantity.
Right.
I'm not saying that you should take it, you should not take it. It's not like that. You should take it in excess quantity. We need all these things, but should never ever take it in excess. If you take it in excess, just burn up the extras.
Right.
And enjoying happiness always.
Right.
Because they don't have any worries.
Okay.
So this food go on putting away. Not thinking, no worries, not indulging in any activities. Almost like a lazy person.
Right.
They also put weight.
Mm.
Okay? It means there is no mental exercise.
Right.
And sometimes it can be, so not sometimes, hereditary factor is also there.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask you.
Yes.
How much is obesity a genetic problem?
Hereditary factor, as I told you, kapha dosha is the main cause for this obesity. As kapha dosha increases the bulk of the body. Okay, so the constitution of a person is determined at the formation of an embryo.
Right.
So, of a person, of a mother and father of a child is, anyone among them is having a kapha property, it's natural that the child will also get that kapha component in them. Okay? So, that a person who is having a kapha prakriti, they have the chance of obesity.
Right.
And again, if they follow all these causes what I just explained right now, the chance of getting obesity is very, very high in those people.
Right.
So we can say that hereditary is a factor.
Okay.
So if that person is aware of that, and if he goes with his regular exercise, his proper diet and all, he can stay healthy, no problem.
Right.
So and again, such people must be very, very careful.
Yeah. And again, Divya, we are going to tell them about these imbalances of three humors or three doshas, because Ayurveda is basically that, isn't it?
Hmm.
So how can an ordinary person have an idea about it
the basic three doshas, you mean by three doshas, right?
Yeah, and again, one's own nature.
Yes.
I mean, all these things. So
is the basic principle. It's one among the basic principles of Ayurveda. With these three doshas, we can explain the biology, the physiology, and even the pathophysiology of a human body.
Yeah, pathophysiology in the common man's language, what is that?
A pathophysiology means a disease.
Right.
When we get a disease, how we can explain it in the terms of these three doshas.
Right.
Okay. Mm. I'll give you a small example. I mean, everything in this universe can be explained on the basis of these three doshas.
Right.
Take a small example of a fan.
Yes.
Right? A small fan.
Mm.
In that, the vata component, vata, pitta and kapha, these three are the three doshas. The vata component always represents the movement, air. Vata is represented by air.
Mm.
And air, the quality of air is, it moves,
right?
So the movement that is caused by the fan, we can represent it with the vata.
Right.
The pitta components, pitta always, it can be denoted by fire.
So it's
element,
heat.
Fire element. Hmm. It's heat or energy, we can say, that right. helps in transformation.
Hmm.
So if a fan has to work, it should be supplied with energy.
Right.
Yes?
The yes.
electricity, the supply. Right?
Hmm.
The electric supply what we give can be the will be the pitta component in it.
Right.
And the structure,
hmm.
that is the kapha component, the bulk.
Hmm.
So these three...
Or the water component, right?
Water component, or the structure we can
right.
say. Hmm. Okay? The bulk.
Hmm.
So that is the... that we can say that the structure of the fan, the leaves of
hmm.
the fan.
Hmm.
Right?
Hmm.
So these three... Now we can see that without the pitta, fan is not a fan.
Right.
Because it can't
yeah,
work.
Because it doesn't get energy.
Yes.
It won't work.
It's mm. useless.
Mm.
Without the leaf,
right.
if we have the heat and if we have the work, no leaf. So
right.
how can you enjoy the wind?
Yeah, it won't move.
Yes,
right.
it won't
mm.
move. And again, these two are there. If it is not moving, then no use with the fan.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So we can say that these three should be in a balanced state. And if they get imbalanced or unbalanced, that is again a disease condition. If you say that the pitta component, the energy component, if there is no electric supply,
mm.
the pitta component is not there.
Right.
Will it be a fan?
No.
No. So it's an abnormal condition.
Right.
Right?
Mm.
That's the pathophysiology.
Right. right.
So we have to rectify the pitta out there.
Mm.
And again, one of the leaves is damaged.
Well, one of the leaves is damaged. Yes, it won't
so
work.
It won't work.
Mm.
Again, kapha component gets imbalanced
yes.
because
mm.
it got deranged
does not,
from
yeah.
its normal.
It does not have a proper structure.
Yes.
Mm.
And again, if it is working,
mm.
but it is not giving us the desired speed,
mm.
then again, the problem is with the vata component. The vata component is imbalanced.
Right.
So, with the same with the human body also,
mm.
these three components, when we can find that any of these components is deranged, we just try to bring them back to the normalcy
right.
so that they can function perfectly.
Mm.
And again, every fan is not equal.
No.
Right?
No, they are different.
Yes, they are different. In some fans, the leaf, the quality of the leaf might be good,
mm.
the structure is good. The element, the material, the metal part will be very good.
Mm.
So the efficiency will be good.
Mm.
It differs between the fans. Same with the human body.
Right.
right?
Mm.
So it differs. Even if we call it with a single name fan, but it differs.
Right.
Each and every fan is different from one another. We
right.
can say that they are similar.
Right.
One is similar
but
to
each,
the other.
But each
like
is unique, right?
Same like
so each human body
each
is unique.
Each human body is unique for mm. Ayurveda.
Right.
So whenever we do treatments, we do treat it accordingly.
Right. So is there any possibility for an ordinary person to know whether he or she has one or more factors dominating in him or her?
Yes. When we know the normal qualities of these three doshas, we can, for that we have to know the qualities of these three doshas.
Right.
So what are the qualities of vata, what are the qualities of pitta, what are the qualities of kapha.
Right.
So these three is should be in a balanced state.
Right.
Okay. When we find any of these components in excess, okay,
hmm.
so we can say that component is dominating.
Right. So this is good information for our listeners that because in all our programs, we are going to touch on this, aren't we?
Yes.
I mean, imbalance.
I don't think 1 hour will be enough to
right.
speak about the three doshas, their
alone,
qualities.
Yes.
Yes,
yes. Okay, we can do with a separate program.
Yes, yes, of
That's
course.
Not a problem at all.
Yes.
We'll do.
Yes.
And again, keep on keep calling us. Okay, we are expecting you to call us. Our toll-free number is 888-627-6008, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. So you can always call us, and even after the program, you can contact us. We will be quite happy to answer your questions. So anything more about obesity? What would you like to say?
What are the defects
mm.
that we see in an obese person?
Right.
According to Ayurvedic scholars.
Mm.
I can say that. The lifespan of a person gets diminished with it.
Right.
Because here, as I said earlier, the fat tissue, only the fat tissue is getting nourished. No other tissues is getting nourished there. So it results in the reduction of lifespan. And again, the second problem defect is the quick onset of senility. As the nutritive channels are getting blocked, these tissues will never get proper nourishment.
Right.
So okay.
People will become senile.
Yes.
More
it's
quickly.
A quick pace.
Right.
And the third is debility. Debility developed due to the imbalance of the tissues. As
right.
we know, as I said earlier, out of the seven tissues, only this medo tissue, only the fat tissue is getting nourished there. It is overnourished.
Right.
And bad smell generated in the body due to the excess sweating.
Yes.
And again, we can see that obese people, they feel they have excessive hunger and profound thirst.
Right.
Yes. And what we have to see, because it's a very, very serious issue, and what we have to see is that how we have to manage obesity.
Right.
For that, as I said earlier, we have to go with the Panchkarma,
yes,
the five purifactory methods to take out this toxin, which is sticky and heavy in nature.
Right.
Right? For that, we can go with dry massage, because dry massage in Ayurveda, we call it Udvartanam. It's a dry powder massage. The specificity of this massage is that it is done with herbal powders which are hot potency, which help to burn off the excess fat. This massage is done with high pressure, and that too in the direction towards the heart.
Right.
Right? Whenever we do a massage, when it's a nourishing massage, we give it always in the direction away from the heart. Okay? In Udvartanam, we give it in the opposite direction, because we don't want to nourish the body.
Right.
It's overnourished, so we want to deplete that excess fat.
Right.
Okay, so for that we use Udvartana, in that it's done
powder massage.
Yes, it is done with dry herbal powders, and it helps to burn off the fat with the friction generated there. And again, the next thing what we can do is we give sudation, that is steam, herbal steam. It also helps in fat burning. We can go with Virechana. This is a herbal purgation to flush out the toxins.
Right.
Niruha Basti, which is an enema procedure designed to clean the large and small intestine by cleansing the doshas. And the Lekhana Basti, which is a source of enema to clean the large intestine, which help in scraping out the fat, excess fat in the body.
Right.
And again, herbs can be used, as I said earlier, turmeric, tufla, trikatu, all these helps. And again, you know, herbs, it must be when you choose the herbs, we should be careful that it must be of strong and hot potency.
Right.
They must be able to balance the doshas.
Yeah, I think now we have to conclude, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we'll be back with them, and again, you can conclude, Divya.
Yes. Beyond all these, herbs are just a part of the science of health. Unique aspect of Ayurveda is the importance it gives for the food. The food you take, your lifestyle. If proper diet and proper lifestyle is followed, then there is little need of any medicines.
Right.
As the science of life advocates us a healthy lifestyle to prevent all kinds of disease.
Right.
As this science helps us. By following this lifestyle, one can prevent himself from obesity and reduce its risk of developing killer ailments.
Right. So with that note, we can say goodbye to our listeners for the time being.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
And certainly we will meet again in May. Right. Hi, Doug.